This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey everyone, I'm Jeff Zeleny, CNN's Chief National Affairs Correspondent, in for our political director, David Chalian. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, April 4th. Disturbing images out of Ukraine over the weekend show a mass grave and others dead on the outskirts of Kyiv, bringing new accusations that Russia has committed war crimes. As Russia repositions its forces and begins pulling back from the area around Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, the world is seeing these grisly results of the Russian occupation. Over the weekend, these images came out from Bucha, a town on the outskirts of Kyiv. It's a suburb just northwest of the city. Now, our CNN colleagues on the ground confirmed these horrific images. At least 20 bodies lined a single street, some with their hands tied behind their backs. A mass grave that residents said was filled with around 150 people, maybe even more, and the bodies of 5 men also found in a nearby basement. A Ukrainian official said they'd been tortured and executed. Now, CNN cannot independently verify all of these claims, most importantly the one that Russia is responsible. However, a CNN team did see at least a dozen bodies in the mass grave, with recently moved earth suggesting many more could lie beneath. Our colleagues also saw men in the basement with their hands tied behind their back, with most having several gunshot wounds. These killings are once again leading to accusations that Russia is committing war crimes in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky went even further than many of his counterparts, calling the atrocities genocide. He said it was difficult to even continue thinking about negotiating with Russia after he visited Bucha today.
These are war crimes, and they will be recognized by the world as genocide. We know that thousands of people have been killed and tortured, torn limbs, raped women, and killed children.
And here's President Joe Biden today, speaking bluntly to reporters after landing in Washington after a weekend in Delaware.
He is a war criminal, but we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
These words bring to mind comments that Biden made that drew criticism just a month ago as he began ratcheting up his rhetoric on Vladimir Putin.
I think he is a war criminal.
Will you be meeting with him?
So those comments then versus the president's comments today certainly raise the point that there are fewer questions remaining of if war crimes were committed. A bigger question is, though, what the international community can do about it. We'll get to a little bit more of the complications of that in a minute. Now, Russia's foreign minister denied all of these allegations, saying the images from Bucha were, quote, staged, and calling the situation a fake attack. Of course, that's in line with the Russian government, how they've been responding to all of these allegations of civilian casualties since the very first day of the war. But of course, we have witnessed much of this with our own eyes, through our colleagues on the ground and journalists from other news organizations bravely informing the world. But even as these images from Bucha were dominating the conversation about Ukraine, other efforts to punish Russia continued. The Department of Justice said today a luxury yacht owned by a Russian oligarch who's close to Putin was seized by law enforcement officials in Spain at the request of the United States, with Attorney General Merrick Garland saying it will not be the last. Additional money was also frozen. From the White House to the State Department, officials said that more sanctions are expected soon against Russia. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, tweeted today that Ukraine, European countries, and other U.N. partners were going to seek Russia's suspension from the U.N. Human Rights Council. This could come as early as tomorrow. She called Russia's spot on the council a farce. Now, the U.S. is not alone in its strong reaction to images coming out of Ukraine. U.S. allies like the United Kingdom and Germany calling for more sanctions against Russia today in light of these grisly images. The European Union said today it was establishing a joint investigation team with Ukraine to investigate possible Russian war crimes and crimes against humanity. The EU also said it was working on more sanctions against Russia. Now, the State Department has already formally accused Russian forces of committing war crimes in Ukraine last month. Even before these grisly images came out, the repeated targeting of civilian neighborhoods led the U.S. to make that claim. Here is U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken responding to those images from Bucha on CNN Sunday.
You can't help but see these images as a punch to the gut. Since the aggression, we've come out and said that we believe that Russian forces have committed war crimes, and we've been working to document that, to provide the information that we have to the relevant institutions and organizations that will put all of this together, and there needs to be accountability for it.
War crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, all of these terms have been bandied about since early on in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But remember, they're also hefty legal terms that have very different standards. Now, you heard President Biden and Secretary Blinken say earlier, the international community must gather evidence if Russia is to be held accountable. Human Rights Watch said Sunday it has documented allegations of war crimes. The very definition of a war criminal is the targeting of civilian populations. And of course, we have seen that happen. Now, Russia's bombing of hospitals and its suspected use of cluster bombs are just some of the other war crime allegations the country is facing. The International Criminal Court has been facing calls to investigate in Ukraine for actions dating back to 2013, nearly a decade, and the top war crimes prosecutor for the ICC has already traveled to Ukraine to investigate. Here is ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan speaking to CNN last month.
We have a duty to investigate exculpatory and incriminating evidence equally, and we have a burden of proof, which is the criminal law standard of proving it beyond reasonable doubt. And that's an arduous standard, it should be. But if we're to fulfill our obligation, we have to conduct those independent investigations.
So what does this all mean? Justice moves remarkably slowly on the international stage, particularly from the ICC. The International Criminal Court operates in The Hague. This is a panel comprised of judges, and they try people, not countries. So Putin or his other top generals would have to be in custody, and of course that is a very tall order. But the practical implication of these grisly images certainly does one more thing. It rallies the West once again around what Russia has been doing to its neighbors in Ukraine, and certainly just shows more atrocities from this war. President Biden's comments today underscores his previous description of Putin as a butcher and indeed a war criminal, and he was criticized in some quarters for making those comments. But these grisly images that we're just seeing now, with unfortunately likely more to come, do tell the story of a war that is changing, but still very much raging. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.